This week's story is sponsored by Audible Kids. Please visit audiblekids.com/storynori for your free audiobook download. Gladys the Music Maker. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by to let you know what happened next to Gladys and the girl band called the Chicks. If you heard the first part, you'll know that Gladys has three sisters who have formed a band and want to be famous. Gladys isn't in the band because they say that she's too young and too geeky. But she thinks that her sisters need her because she's the brainiest. But before the story, I'd just like to tell you about an audiobook that you can download from our sponsor, Audible Kids. It includes 11 stories by the incredible Dr. Seuss, the creator of The Cat in the Hat. Each tale is read by an amazing actor. I mean, like Dustin Hoffman, John Cleese, Billy Crystal. Yes, a real galaxy of stars. The book's called The Cat in the Hat and Other Dr. Seuss Favourites. And you can find it by going to audiblekids.com/storynori or by following the link in Story Nori's sidebar. Now, where was I? Ah, yes, the story. One Saturday morning, Mandy and Laura were sitting around the table drinking coffee and having an argument. Mandy thought that she ought to be the leader of the Chicks because she was the oldest and, more importantly, she was best at getting things organised. Laura thought that she should be the leader because she had friends in the music business. Kevin isn't in the music business, said Mandy. He's just a loser who sweeps up in a recording studio. That's just like you, said Laura. You won't give anybody credit unless it's yourself. Kevin's a studio producer and a musical whiz kid. Well, just because you met the guy at a bus stop doesn't mean that you're a musical genius too, said Mandy. Yeah, but I've got contacts. Besides, Kev says that I've got a great voice.
Yeah, but Kev says that to all the girls. Besides, what this band needs is somebody to call the right shots and make the right decisions.
Exactly, that's why I should be leader, said Laura, because I know more about the music business than you do.
Mandy pointed out that she was the one who had set up their webpage on MySpace and that Laura had been promising to ask her friend Kev for a recording session at his studio for 2 weeks now and still hadn't fixed it. Laura said that that was because Kev was super busy recording lots of big starts and he was fitting them in for free as a special favour. Still, she decided to give him a prompt. She took out her mobile phone and sent him a text message.
Hey, whiz kid. Got time to give three girls a helping hand?
And Kev texted back.
Sure. Next week's looking good. Come over, choose.
So the Chicks had their first recording session set up for 3 days' time. When Gladdy heard, she pointed out that they didn't have a tune for their song, let alone any backing music.
That's Kev's job, said Laura. He just presses some buttons on his recording desk and pulls some levers. He's a genius at that sort of thing. He even made the Diamond Girls sound half decent.
Gladys tried to imagine the Chicks turning up at the recording studio and asking Kevin to do everything for them. She thought it sounded a bit unlikely that he would just say,
"Sure, girls. Here's a number one hit single that I just wrote yesterday, especially for you."
If it was that easy, she said, everyone would be stars.
Yeah, but not everyone is mates with Kevin, said Laura.
Besides, not everyone's got star quality like the Chicks.
After school on Tuesday evening, the girls took the train up to London. Gladys came too, because although she wasn't in the band, somebody had to look after her as she was still too young to be at home on her own. In fact, Gladys knew that she could look after herself better than her sisters. But that's how things were. When they got to London, they took the underground train to the station called Goodge Street, which Laura said was in the swanky part of town. In fact, when they got out, it looked pretty grotty to Gladys. Kevin's studio was on the fifth floor of a tall office building. It was about the size of their bathroom at home. Gladys watched how he kissed all three of her older sisters on both cheeks. He didn't even seem to notice her at all.
"Well, what have you got, girls?" asked Kevin.
And Laura showed him the words that Gladys had written.
"Nice," he said when he had read them. "And what's the music?"
"Ah, right," said Laura. "We were kind of hoping that you'd help us out a bit with that, seeing as you're such a whiz kid."
Kevin blinked.
Gladys could see that he was trying not to look too surprised. After a pause, he said,
"Right, girls, go behind the soundproof glass and put some headphones on. I'll play you some loops, and we'll see if we can build up a sound just for you."
Gladys knew that loops were some drum beats and other bits of music that were already recorded on a computer. They were called loops because they went round and round, and when you got to the end of, say, 30 seconds, the music started at the beginning again. She had been experimenting with some loops at home, and she'd also been recording some music of her own using an electronic keyboard. After she had put the notes onto the computer, she could make them sound like almost any instrument. Kevin pressed a drum beat.
"Too grungy," said Laura through the microphone. "The Chicks are kind of a lot funkier than that."
So Kevin let them hear something a bit more polished.
"Not really," said Mandy. "The Chicks are kind of a mix of different musical styles and influences, if you see what I mean."
"Yeah, find us something that's just right," said Sam.
And so Kevin looked at the computer and scrolled through a few more tracks till he found one more thing that they might like.
"How about this one, girls?" he asked.
"Are you sure you know what your mate's doing?" asked Mandy to Laura.
She didn't realise that the microphone was switched on and Kevin could hear her. Gladys thought she could see hot steam coming out of his ears. She said,
"Kevin, the girls were just shy about saying that they've got some music. I've bought it here on this disc."
And she handed him a CD with the music she had made at home. Of course, the other sisters hadn't heard it. Kevin put the CD on the player. The sisters heard the music through their headphones and started to groove around.
"Yeah, that's more like it, Kev. We could do something with that."
Gladys smiled to herself.
she decided it would be better not to tell them yet that it was her music that they liked. She started to help Kevin mix in some more music into the track.
Hey, Gladdie, leave Kevin alone and let him get on with his job, said Mandy.
But Kevin replied that he was all right about showing Gladys how his mixing desk worked. Much later that evening, after quite a few tries, the Chicks made the first song of their career. And though they didn't know it yet, the music was written by Gladys, with only a little help from Kevin.
You've had your sugar, you've had your spice, and now you're looking for something nice, and not too sweet and not too sharp. The Chick's here to take your heart. You've had your sugar, you've had your spice, and now you're looking for something nice, not too sweet and not too sharp.
And that's the story of Gladys the Music Maker. For now, from me, Natasha, bye-bye!